我们今天聚集在你的面前，是因为你来找回我们，使我们因此能够在你的面前，能够向你敬拜，能够向你感谢，并且心中有主你自己的爱，有主对你自己那全然不一样的生命。我们感谢以下的时间，你在我们当中的灵，真理圣善的灵光照我们，明白你自己的道，明白你那道成肉身的爱子，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门，
阿门。
我们要继续接着马太福音。
We're going to look at the Gospel of Matthew，
来了解跟认识主耶稣基督诞生的这件事情的这个意义。
To understand the meaning of the birth of Jesus Christ，
请大家一起翻开马太福音第一章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1.
我们一起来念18到24节。马太福音第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 18 to
24. 请你帮助旁边的人翻圣经。我们一起来念，不论你用华语，用的用英语。耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了月色，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫月色是个义人，不愿意明明地羞辱她，想要暗暗地把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者在向他梦中显现，说：大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵而来。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。约瑟醒了起来，就遵照主使者的吩咐把屈子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子就给他起名叫耶稣。很明显呢，从这一段经文的内容来看
，Clearly from the contents of these passages，
马太是要告诉、要交代我们主耶稣是怎么样诞生的。
Matthew wanted to remind us how Jesus was born。
当然，一般上，在还没有现代的科技之前
，Generally before modern scientific discoveries，
每一个来到世上的人都是借助妈妈而生下来的。
Everyone who is born on earth is born from the mother。
那既然是这样的话，那么为什么马太还要交代耶稣怎么样生下来呢
？Since this is so, why is it that Matthew had to remind one how Jesus was conceived？
不是因为当时的人没有科学的想法
，because it's not because people at that time did not have scientific thinking。
也就是因为一般的人都知道人应当是怎么样降生的
，it is because people would understand how a person would be born。
但是现在有一个人他是很特别的
，but here is a unique person。
他虽然是透过女子生下来
，although he was born of a woman，
但是他怎么样被生下来却是不一样。
But how he was conceived is really different。
他不是透过人的这个结合而生下来。
It is not through the union of human beings。
他也不是透过神明跟人结合而生下来。
And it's not also from a divine person with a human that was conceived。
这个在希腊罗马的这个神话里面有很多神跟人相交而生下很独特很特别的人的。
In Greco-Roman mythology, there are beings who were conceived from the union of a god and a human.
那么生下一个很特别的人。
And these persons are unique.
耶稣也不是神跟人结合而生。
But this is not. Jesus was not conceived from a union between God and a human.
这里说圣灵使玛利亚呢生下耶稣。
Here it says that it is the Holy Spirit that
使玛利亚生下耶稣
that made they gave birth to Jesus through Mary.
你发现到这个很难传达
You find this is hard to express.
但是圣经讲得很清楚的
But this is clearly stated.
在前个星期我们看家谱的时候
When we look at the genealogy a few weeks ago,
我提到说在 这个经文里面用的一个特别的字呢
Here the passages used a very unique word.
那个是在创世纪用的时候一模一样的字
And it's the same word that is used in Genesis.
就是直到上帝呢带来那个整个被造界
And it is to show that God has brought forth the created world.
而这个上帝带来被造界呢在创世纪你看到那里个创造的灵在当中
And in Genesis you could see that the Holy Spirit is involved in the creation
这里同样要表达耶稣也是上帝创造的灵所带来
Similarly it is expressed here that it is because of the Holy Spirit that Jesus was conceived
那是上帝的道跟上帝创造的灵带来了一个肉身的耶稣
And it is through the word of God that the humanThe flesh of Jesus was created.
是因为有一个这样不一样的这个情形，所以他特别要交代。
And because of these special circumstances, the Bible especially wants to state this.
那么这样一个不一样的情形的情况，又有什么特别的意思呢？
And what does it mean for these unusual circumstances to happen?
耶稣为什么要诞生？
Why is it that Jesus?Has to be born.
马太这里给我们提供了两件事情。
Matthew shows us two important things here.
首先，他在这个二十一节他说，他诞生是要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
In verse 21, he says, she will give birth to a son. You give him because he will save his people from their sins.
另外呢，也是要。要完成上帝的这个承诺，就是要与人同在。
And additionally, it is to fulfill God's promise to His people that it is He is to be with His people.
就是他的那个名字叫做以马内利。
And that is why His name is to be Emmanuel.
就是要与人同在。
Which means God with us.
马太给我们提供。这两个角度让我们去明白耶稣诞生的这个意义。
Matthew shows us these two important angles to view the birth of Jesus.
上帝的事情不是由我们人要把它想怎么想、怎么样感受，把它想成什么意义就成什么意义的。
The matters of God is not for man to perceive and to construct.
也许这是我们一般上我们选择宗教、信宗教的，是从我们这里做出发点的。
Because commonly people may actually believe in the religion because they start from our own point of view.
甚至在教会今天也走到一个地步，只强调人的信。
And often in church, the emphasis may be on what the person's personal faith is.
或者说就是你的信心。
Or a personal belief.
但是当我们回到圣经的时候。
But when we come back to the Bible,
我们回到这个信仰的起点最原本的开始的时候。
When we come back to the raw origin of the Bible.
当我讲这个信仰的最起点不是指耶稣。
And when I'm talking about the origin, I'm not referring to just Jesus.
在前一个星期我已经讲了耶稣不是基督教的创始人。
Jesus is not the, the originator of the Christianity.
耶稣不是基督教的教主。
It is not the high priest.
耶稣没有来创造，没有来开创基督教。
Jesus did not create the religion from the beginning.
马太这里说，他要把自己的百姓救出来。
Matthew says he wants to save his people.
然后再说，他要跟他的百姓同在以马内利。
And that he wanted to be with his people.
假如说这里有一个背景
Supposing there's a background here
在耶稣还没有来之前前面有一段很长的一段事情
Before the arrival of Jesus there is a whole historical set of events
就是上帝跟以色列人的事情
And that is the relationship between God and the Israelites
耶稣没有来创造另外一个宗教
Jesus did not come to create a whole new history and religion
耶稣是来继承跟来完成那本来上帝对以色列人的那一种的这个关系
Jesus came to inherit and to continue the work of God with the Israelites
因此有人说，那么这样的话，这个只是以色列人的，跟我什么关系？
So some people may say, but this is the it's a matter of the Israelites. It's nothing to do with me.
但是如果你在看圣经的话，
but if you look carefully at the Bible,
以色列人的事情呢，要一直追溯到更古远的时候。
The matters of Israelite goes back all the way.
就是圣经的第一本书《创世纪》。
It goes back to Genesis, the first book of the Bible.
在十二章里面，你找到他们的祖宗。
And in the first chapters, you can find the ancestors.
叫做亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
而当亚伯拉罕那时候是古代近东的这个其中的一份子。
And Abraham was a character in the Near East.In the history of the Near East,
也就是现在的这个巴比伦
and which is the current day Babylon.
那时候还没有所谓犹太人
At that time, there were no Jews to talk about.
所以他是跟当时世界上所有的人一起的，其中的一份子。
So he was a person who existed in the time amongst all the people of the world.
但是因为上帝找上他
but because God chose him,
上帝。使到他重新可以认识上帝
God allowed him to see God himself
而上帝要重新使到一群人认识他成为属于他的人
So God started a group of people who could see him and to become his people
而这样产生了犹太人
And that created the Israelites
所以虽然犹太人是犹太人
So although the Jews are the Jews
虽然他是一个好像一个特别的一个称呼了好像 一个特别的种族了
Perhaps it is a reference to a unique group of people
但是严格上来讲它不是因为因此跟我们没有关系的
but strictly it doesn't mean that they have no relationship to us
因为他们是本来跟万民在一起的
because they represent the beginning of all the people on earth
他们会被称为特别一种名称叫做犹太人
the reason they are actually singled out to be called the Jews
那是因为上帝找上他们
because God chose these people
那么这里就讲到神与人同在这件事情。
And so we come back to this, God being with us.
耶稣的诞生再一次告诉我们这一个古老的这件事情。
The birth of Jesus tells us once again about this matter.
神本来是与人同在的。
That God originally was with man.
而人本来就应当是与神同在的。
And man was intended to be with God.
圣经一开始的时候，创世纪就告诉我们这件事情。
At the beginning, Genesis reminds us,
我们本来就是属于神，神就是我们的神。
That we belong to God, and God wants us to be His people.
六天的创造之后，上帝从此跟被造界在一起。
After 6 days of creation, God is together with His creation.
这个是神。本来就是要与人同在
And that is why God is together with his people
我们这个生命是很特别的
But our lives are very special
我们是一个很独特的一种生命的一种状况
We are actually a very special and unique living thing
这是上帝在创造的时候让我们这样子的
And this is what God has allowed during creation
因此呢我们的生命本来就是一个与神在一起的这个生命
And our lives were intended to be with God
今天我们觉得要信上帝很辛苦了
Today we find it's very difficult to believe in God
我们觉得信上帝好像是一个很特别的事情了
Perhaps we find it's something so very, just very special and different
其实如果你回到原来的事的话
Actually if you go back to creation
信上帝是很理所当然
Believing in God is a natural progression
我非常敬仰的一位苏格兰的神学家牧师 T.F. Torrens
There's a, I respect Scottish biblical scholar
有一次他在被访问的时候人家问他说为什么你信耶稣
Once when he was interviewed and he was asked why do you believe in Jesus
他的答案很叫人惊讶
He gave a surprising reply
他说信耶稣是对我来说是比什么再自然不过的事比什么都再自然不过，就是很自然的事情。
Believing in Jesus is comes just so naturally to me.
就是这样一句话了。
Just one simple word.
你发现到今天我们信耶稣，我们要讲很多话来说服人家为什么我需要信耶稣。
Today we have to spend a lot of time explaining to people why we believe in Jesus.
当然，这个是到 到今天来说也是一种很自然的情形。
Of course, this may be something natural in this day.
因为我们离开这个很自然的事情太远了。
Because we have separated ourselves from this
natural progression. 到一个地步，我们以为说这个事情跟我们不是有关系的。
We reached a stage when believing in God is something that is alien to us already.
叫很多人呢，就是不能够接受，为什么孩子还不懂事的时候，你竟然去给他洗礼
？So people cannot accept why is it that when children don't understand the thing, why do you baptize them?
然后还说他不懂事的时候，我们家长我们凭什么替他做选择呢
？And they ask why is it that when they do not understand anything as parents, why do we make a decision for them?
如果人类的文明进步到今天，我们懂得尊重每一个人的决定跟选择，这个是好的事。
If men were to progress to the stage when we would respect everybody's rights and decision, it is a good thing.
我没有想到我今年呢竟然一连去了两次英国。
I did not imagine that this year I have traveled to England twice.
这个国家的这个文明跟这个文化
this, the culture and civilization in England,
其中有一个叫我深深折服的
that's something that I respect very much,
就是尊重人
and that is the respect human.
尊重每一个人的权利，尊重每一个人的那个贡献。
They respect every person's rights and contribution.
你在他的 St. Paul Church,
standing in St. Paul's Church,
或者是威斯敏的这个寺院
or Westminster Abbey,
那里面有很多死人葬在那里。
There are many people who are buried in the Abbey.
但是不会呢，阴森森的。
But it does not feel ghostly.
不会很恐怖的。
Not frightening.
当你看一下那些人的名字，跟你知道他们事情的时候，你会反而心里面有一种的敬仰，一种的感恩。
But when you know about these people and what they've done, in fact, you feel respect and thankfulness for them.
而这些不是全部都是英国国籍的人。
And not all these people are of English nationality.
是他们所尊重的，对人类、对国家、对民族有意义、有贡献。
It is the respect of these people for their contribution to society and to the country.
而当然，他们对人的那种权利的那一种的尊重呢
？And the respect for human rights.
你可以在他的国会大厦对面的操场看到那一堆乱七八糟的情况。
You can see a chaotic scenario in front of their parliament.
之所以会乱七八糟，是因为有一些示威者在那边搭帐篷住宿。
It's disorderly because there are people setting up tentages protesting.
但是这个是被允许的。
But this is allowed.
每一个人是能够表达他们的心声。
Everyone could express their feelings.
我这次去的时候，刚好呢，有一群孩子们在示威，因为他的这个教育的这个经费的这个问题。
When I was there, people, some students were protesting about increasing their study fees.
是的，我们今天开始懂得尊重每一个人的权利，每一个人的决定。
Today we have respect, learn to respect people's rights and their abilities.
但是请不要误会，我们父母是在剥削孩子的权利，替他做决定一个信仰。
But do not misunderstand that as parents, we are removing our children's rights in forcing them into a religion.
每一个让孩子接受幼儿洗的父母都是信主的，都是基督徒。
Everyone who brings their children for childhood baptism, the parents are Christians.
而作为信主的成年人
，and as Christian adults,
当我们回到这个信仰，我们明白了他。的来龙去脉。
When we come to understand about the religion and what we believe in,
我们明白原来我们每一个人，我们本来都是属于上帝。
We understand that actually each and every one of us belong to God.
我们不是别人，我们不是上帝之外家里的人。
We are not external people, people who have no relationship.
我们信主，我们认为这上帝就是回家。
We believe in God. We believe that returning to God is going home.
我们只回到原来我们的地方。
We are just returning to the place where we started.
上帝本来就是。是我们的上帝。
God is our God.
上帝就是要与人同在的上帝。
He is a God who wants to be with man.
人被造出现在这一个整个被造界里面。
Man being created and appearing in the created world.
上帝告诉我们，就是一个要与神活在一起的。
God tells us that he wants to be with his people.
而当人选择 离开上帝之后
，and when man chose to leave God，
我们离开这样的一个事情，越离越远。
We left him, and the further we went，
以至于直到我们回家，我们都觉得都好像找要找很多的理由说明为什么我们要回家。
We left so far that we have to find a reason why we have to go back home。
这是很可惜的一件事
情。And this is very sad。
希望说圣诞节在教会里面，你能够重新明白这样的一件事情。
Let's hope that for the church during Christmas we can come to understand this matter again。
在我们今天二十一世纪的这样的一个世代里面
，and in this century, in this time,
我们讲究透明度
，we talk about transparency。
我们希望对每一件事情，我们能够认清楚是怎么一回事。
We hope to understand every matter clearly。
我想除了在教会
，and not only in the church。
除了在教会
besides the church，
很可能你很难真正明白什么是圣诞节。
I think it is difficult for you to understand what is the true meaning of Christmas.
我们要回到这个事情本来是怎么一回事。
We have to return back to how this matter all started.
而当我们离开了上帝的家
，and when we leave God's home，
越离越远
，and when we travel far away，
到一个地步我们也不知道我们曾经有这样的一个家
，and when we reach a stage that we don't remember that we have such a home，
哪怕就是知道想要回去，也不知道那条路了。
And even if we remember, we've forgotten how to journey back。
也可能没有办法自己走回去。
And we may not be able to return back on our own.
上帝以他自己来找回我们。
God himself came to look for us.
其实耶稣来之前的一千年
about 1000 years before Jesus came,
或者说更正确的讲两千年
about more accurately 2000 years,
也就是他先找上亚伯拉罕。
God first searched for Abraham.
然后在耶稣来之前的一千年
and 1000 years before Jesus appeared,
上帝让他找到的那一群人，那一个整个那个族人。
God chose a group of people amongst the group of people that he had chosen，
让他们在地上能够成为一个国家，
to allow them to become a nation on earth。
而他们要求有王的这种制度，上帝也允许他们。
And when they asked God to have a king amongst them, God allowed it。
所以上帝让他们像一般人这样子呢存活，那么有一种的这个政治体系。
God allowed them to be like other people to survive as a nation with a king and such a system。
但是上帝有一个要求。
But God had a request of them。
他们的存活方式，他们的生活方式呢，要用上帝的原则来进行的。
The survival and the way they live has to be following God's principles。
上帝不计较他们用什么形式。
God doesn't mind what form，
只要这个形式能够符合上帝的那一个原则。
As long as it follows God's principles。
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately，
这个国家没有照上帝的原则，它像四周围一样。
The nation did not follow God's principles. They followed the countries or the nations around them.
继续违背上帝。
And went against God.
上帝让这一个王朝经过450-80 years之后给它灭亡。
God allowed this nation to be destroyed after 450-480 years.
就留下一个事情。
But he left something.
就是所谓的大卫王朝。
That is the David's kingdom.
但是上帝却应许说，他要让这个王朝永永远远。
But God promised that this kingdom would last forever.
但是这个王朝经过了480 years左右就灭亡了。
But this kingdom was destroyed after 480 years.
那么上帝的这个应许是不是落空了的
？So is it that God's promise had turned to nothing?
但是上帝借着一个叫人很惊讶、很意外的这个方式。
But God used a surprising, a different turn of events.
重新要使这个王朝再出现。
To re-establish the kingdom.
而他是让这个王朝的王先出现。
And he did this by allowing the king in the kingdom to appear first.
而这一个王呢，就是耶稣。
And this king is Jesus.
那这一件事情呢，要在来临的星期五的烛光晚会，我们讲到的那段经文呢，我会再处理这个事。
And we will share more on this on Christmas Eve.
那这里呢，就是告诉我们说
，And here it tells us，
耶稣基督诞生的事情的意义
，The meaning of the birth of Jesus.
它跟一个古远的一个 民族的一个整个传统是分不开的。
It is intimately related to a nation that was in the Far East many years ago.
而上帝跟以色列人的这个事情
，and the relationship between God and the Israelites，
不是这另外一个民族的事情。
It is not about another different nation，
也不是说这个是一个犹太人的信仰的事情。
And it's not just about the beliefs of the Jews。
这个是上帝来到人的当中做事情来表明他自己的一个证明。
It is about God coming into His people to the things that He is doing for them.
我们要认识上帝是谁。
We have to recognize who God is.
我们要认识他是谁，他是怎么样的。
We want to know Him to know what He is like.
他做了什么
？What He has done.
我们只有回到这一些历史里面。
The only way is to go back into history.
回到上帝跟犹太人之间的关系。
To understand the relationship between God and the Israelites.
因为这是上帝采取这样的方式呢，来向我们表示他自己。
Because this is how God chose to make Himself and reveal Himself to us.
而在耶稣诞生的时候
，and when Jesus was born,
他是继续要完成他要为犹太人所做的事。
He was to continue on what God had done with the Israelites.
而上帝为犹太人所做的事呢，也等于就是要向世人表明的事。
And what God had done with the Jews, He wanted to show to the people on earth.
马太说，他要使他的百姓从罪里面被救出来。
Matthew says He will save His people from their sins.
他要使他的百姓从此呢有神与他同在。
So that God is with them.
而其实我们何尝不是如此。
And isn't this what we hope for?
我们也需要被从罪里面救出来。
We also want to be saved from our sins.
我们也必须重新明白跟得回上帝跟我们同在。
And we want to be reconciled with God once again.
那么耶稣的诞生为什么就能够完成这两件事？
And why is it that the birth of Jesus is able to accomplish this?
圣经没有说耶稣来是来救我们不下地狱升天堂。
The Bible never said that, Jesus came so that we'll not go to hell, but we'll go to heaven.
是说是从救我们从罪里面出来。
But it is to save us from our sins.
什么是罪
？What is sin?
只有我们回到上帝，那就不是罪了。
It is only when we are returned to when return to God that we are no more in sin.
因为在上帝这样的一个独特的这一个生命里面
，because in the life of God,
而凡是跟上帝的生命不一样、跟敌对的，就是罪。
What is against the way God lives is God wants us to live is sin.
我们没有在上帝的里面，我们在上帝之外敌对上帝，就是罪的状况。
When we are not with God, we are against God, and that is sin.
那么耶稣为什么能够把我们救出来
？And why is it that Jesus is able to save us from this?
当你从把马太福音从头看到完的时候
，When you read the Gospel of Matthew from the beginning to the end,
你看到耶稣跟我们不一样。
You see that Jesus is different from us.
但是他又跟我们一样以人的方式活着。
But yet he lived like a human.
他跟我们不一样是什么呢
？Why is he different from us?
他一生呢，以上帝的整个旨意，以上帝的话来活。
In his whole life, he lived by the word of God.
他向我们证明。
And he shows us.
人是可以顺从上帝的。
It is possible for man to obey God.
人透过顺从上帝可以摆脱罪恶。
That man by being obedient to God is able to leave sin.
人顺从上帝可以胜过罪恶。
And by being obedient to God, we are able to have victory over death.
基督教信仰不是在讲道理。
It is not talking about, the Christianity is not just talking about arguments and reasoning.
也不是在讲一套理想。
Not about a future hope.
他在讲一个实在的一个生命的事实。
It's talking about a practical reality.
一个能够属于上帝，一个不受罪、不受黑暗败坏的生命。
A life that is able to belong to God and not to be destroyed by sin and not to be destroyed by death.
上帝借着耶稣成肉身，亲自向我们证明这样一个生命的事实跟可能。
God through Jesus Christ is able to show us that such a life is possible.
也在马太福音里面，主耶稣讲过一句很特别的话。
In Matthew, Jesus says something very unique and different.
当他要去受洗的时候
，When he was about to be baptized,
施洗约翰说不可以。
John the Baptist says no.
耶稣说你让我做。
Jesus says you allow me to be baptized.
因为我要尽诸般的义。
Because I need to fulfill all righteousness.
如果我们用整本旧约来看的话，
If we look at the whole Old Testament，
讲到义，我们中国人也有很多的这个在这方面的了解，也有很多可以类似跟圣经类似的。
When we talk about righteousness as Chinese, there are many different ways to understand it from our own history.
我们有朋友之义，
we have righteousness between friends.
我们有君臣之义，
between the officials and the people.
我们有夫妻之义，
between husband and wife.
所谓义，就是一个生命关系里面应当表现跟表达的那个正常的。
Righteousness refers to the what should rightfully be expressed in a certain relationship.
所以当我们作为人的话，我们敬畏是造我们的神是人的义。
So as created beings, when we worship the creation God, this is righteousness.
当我们作为一个君王的话，我们真正去为百姓谋福，真的使他们安居乐业，是一个君王之义。
So when a king or ruler is able to rule his people well, that is doing his duty, and that is righteousness.
作为上帝的子民，就应当像一个子民，这个是子民之义。
And as God's people, we are to behave like God's people, and that is the righteousness.
作为一个犹太人，就是要遵守上帝的律法到底呢，就是犹太人之义。
And for the Jews,For them to obey God's laws, that is their righteousness.
耶稣都把这些都做完了。
Jesus has fulfilled all this.
也做成了。
And has completed them.
上帝向我们证明。
God shows us.
人性可以回到这么一个光辉跟这样一个美好的。
That the human nature is able to return to its victorious origin.
我们不是讲性本罪或者是性本善的问题。
It's not talking about whether the beginning of man is evil or is good.
只要人回到上帝。
As long as man returns to God.
只要上帝跟人，人跟上帝紧紧地走在一起，正如耶稣。
As long as God and man are tightly together, just like Jesus.
这样一个光辉美好的生命的可能就会出现。
Such a glorious and beautiful life is able to appear.
而讲到神同在。
And when we talk about God with us,
在马太福音里面
，and the Gospel of Matthew,
从头到尾呢，这个主题一段不止，不断在出现。
This theme appears again and again.
在十八章，耶稣讲到说，我们两三个人向他祈求、仰望，他同在。
In chapter 18, it tells us that when two or three are together to appeal to God, He is with us.
在二十六章，他跟门徒在那个最后晚餐的时候，他讲到以后呢，他们会永远跟他同在。
In chapter 26, it tells that in the future, the disciples will be with him forever.
在二十八章，他升天之前呢，他吩咐门徒去传福音说，然后吩咐人遵守他所教训的，他就与他们同在，就是现时候的每一个时刻的同在。
When in chapter 28, before Jesus rose to heaven, he reminded his people that he'll be with them when they, forever.
所以你看到说，耶稣把这个同在各个层面，人需要在上帝同在之下的一种生命表现呢，都表达了。
And Jesus expressed how God is to be with his people in all these different ways.
也使到这种各种同在的可能也能够出现了。
And all the different possibilities of God being with his people, they have appeared.
因为耶稣来证明了，因为耶稣呢来展现了。
Because Jesus has proven it and he has shown that it is possible.
而他是用人的生命的方式来把它带出来。
And he has shown it through.As a human.
所以对我们来说，这就是一个再可信不过的一个证明。
And so this for us as people, this is indisputable proof.
那么更深一层你去想的话
，at a deeper level, let for us to think.
其实，在耶稣的身上
，in the person of Jesus,
in the person, 这个在华文很难翻译，因为我们没有那个 person 的观念。在耶稣的这个身上，就是神人。
In the person of Jesus, God and human exist together.
他的出生的本身就是神人。
And in his birth, it is God and human.
他是神成为人。
God becoming flesh.
他是神又是人
He is both God and human.
那加上你看他一生所表达的
And we see what he has expressed in his whole life.
他所做的
What he has done.
他所说的
What he has spoken.
他在人群当中的
And amongst the people.
就是神人同在的一种生命表现
It is the life of a God and a human.
我们看的时候，我们没有一个人呢会说这是一个不好的生命。
When we look at it, we would not say this is not a good life.
我们会被他这种生命感到惊叹，感到真的是感动。
We will be touched and we'll be moved by this life.
而这真是这样的一种的生命。
And it is this life.
本来就是 我们本来就应当这样。
And this is what we are were supposed to be.
我们不是性本罪或者是性本善的问题。
It is not whether our original intention.
也不是因为撒旦魔鬼使到我们像一个魔鬼。
And it's not Satan turning us into an evil.
是我们自己选择不愿意跟神继续走下去。
It is us who have chosen not to walk together with God.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
但是神来找回我们。
It is God who has come to search for us.
并且还是要证明跟说服我们说。
And he wants to prove to us and to convince us.
跟他重新走在一起。
To walk together with him again.
能够像耶稣一样表达出这样一种的这个生命。
Just like Jesus to express this such a life.
这样的一种的这个生命。
Such a life.
胜过种种的阴暗，胜过种种的罪恶。
Is it able to have victory over all darkness?
并且为四周周边的人带来呢一种生命的光。
And to be a light to the people around.
所以为什么在传统教会我们呢点蜡烛？
And why is it that in traditional churches we light the candle?
点蜡烛不是天主教的特权。
It is not the special right of the Catholics.
这个是本来教会古远的这个传统。
This is an ancient tradition.
因为这个表达了生命之光。
Because this reflects the light of life.
光
Light.
光使到生命蓬勃。
The light allows life to live,
使到生命能够表达
to express,
使到生命能够开花结果
so that the life would bear fruit.
上帝要我们得回这种生命。
God wants us to have this life again.
上帝要使我们本来这样的一个生命重新能够这个再发挥出来。
And this life to express itself once more.
他借着耶稣先证明给我们看。
He shows us through Jesus Christ.
他真的能够把人从罪里面救出来。
That he is able to rescue man from his sin.
因为他进入到我们罪的状况的里面。
Because he came into us in the midst of our sins.
然而他又胜过那个罪。
But he is able to overcome.
他以顺从从上帝走到底呢，发挥出另外一种生命的光辉。
By being obedient to God and walking all the way with God,
他告诉我们说
，He tells us,
我们也可以
，We can do it too.
我们也能够享受，也能够得着这样的一个生命。
We are able to enjoy such a life.
所以，让我们在今年的圣诞节
，So during this Christmas,
我们让主耶稣真的诞生在我们的心中。
Let Jesus really be born again in our hearts.
已经信的
，For those who believe,
我们再一次向主说，主啊。
Once again, we tell Jesus,
让这样的生命在新的一年以内在我身上彰显。
Let this new year, let this life once again manifest in me.
还没认识的，你今天明白，你今天听见了。
For those who have not believed, for today you have heard.
你可以用你的心跟上帝讲。
You can tell God in your heart.
我也希望我进入这样的生命。
And I wish also for my life to enter such a life as yours.
主一定听你的祷告。
Jesus would listen to your prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢天父上帝，你造我们原本就是尊贵，生命本来就是充满着那种丰盛，那种积极性、造就性。正如我们在我主耶稣基督那三年半所显明的生命所看见的，那里有恩慈，有温柔，有慈爱，有赦免，有接纳，并且死的能够变成不死的，朽坏的能够被修复，破坏的能够得和好，受伤的能够得医治，受委屈的得安慰。天父，我们想到今天我们人类的文明走到今天，就在这几天，就在我们的附近，我们在面临着核子战争的威胁。主，我们实在不明白，你把整个这么美好的大地交给我们，我们不好好的治理管理，我们却呢仇恨纷争嫉妒。求主你让我们真的是在你的面前看见，我们不需要如此，我们也不必要停留在这里。我们愿意向主耶稣，向主耶稣是带来和平、平安、喜乐，坏的能够再一次能够被更新过来，是光，是丰盛。 主啊，你让我们每一个人的心先回到你的面前。感谢你在我们还是罪人还不懂得寻找你的时候，是你主动来找回我们，也你给我们证明那不一样的那原本丰盛正常美好的生命是一种可能，已经由你的爱子耶稣给我们证明。我们谢谢你，谢谢你如此的百般向我们说话，向我们表示，就要让今年圣诞节耶稣诞生在我们心中，永永远远与我们同在，也叫我们永远与神同行。奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们的感